Hi everyone, welcome to the Black Flag Cast. I am your host, Kevin Special K Latchford, and I am here tonight with Renee of Color Me Kawaii Cosplay. Renee, how are you doing tonight?
I'm great. How about you?
I'm doing very well. So would you like to tell my audience a little bit about yourself?
My name is Renee. I'm 24, a Pisces, huge nerd, love anime, video games, etc., etc. I go to a lot of conventions. That's how I originally bumped into Kevin. And yeah, there's honestly, I'm not that interesting, but you know, just your typical female nerd.
Well, a female nerd worthy enough to be on this grand podcast. Thank you. Well, folks, for those of you who might recall our recent interview with the maids of My Cup of Tea at Anime USA 2014, you might recognize Renee as Maid Reina from the cafe. Mm-hmm. So, we spoke on the first day. You know, how did it all turn out in the end?
Worth it. It was leading up to the maid cafe, very stressful, but it all came together, and like it's what I look forward to every year. And it was very exhausting, but we had a blast, and we hope that anybody that got the chance to visit My Cup of Tea had an amazing time, because all the maids sure did.
Well, I certainly did myself.
Sweet.
Yep. And everybody, it was one heck of a show and one heck of a little cafe there. I had some really good matcha in that joint, and it was a great little bit of fun. For those of you who did not catch it, it is up on the Black Flag Cast website, and I hope y'all enjoy it. But Reina, any news stories from the experience? Anything funny happened in between the last time we talked?
Not that I can really recall. We just have been getting, you know, since the last day of the Maid Cafe up until now, we've gotten quite a bit of fan mail. You know, fans of the cafe telling us like what an amazing time that they've had, and they already can't wait for next year. And a lot of people get really disappointed when they realize that My Cup of Tea is only once a year during Anime USA. They're just like, what? What do you mean it's not year round? Blasphemy. It's like, I know. We wish it was all year round too, but we make sure every year is better than the last. So that's always something to look forward to. As far as anything funny that's happened, can't really think of anything off the top of my head.
Well, any funny stuff in the fan letters that you can recall?
Just, we got a couple of fans who are really fond of, I guess, one particular maid in general, where they kind of, in a nonchalant roundabout way, will kind of try to ask the admins of the Facebook page, is there any way I can, you know, get her information? You know, kind of stuff like that. We had to be like, no, so sorry. That information is classified. We have to protect our girls, but you know, props for trying, but you
know. Well, at least there's some maid loyalty in the maid cafe for next year.
Every customer always has their favorite, so.
Marvelous. Well, you are not only Maid Reina. In your other alter ego, more interesting, is Color Me Kawaii. Would you like to tell my audience a little bit more about that one?
Yeah, that is actually the title of, I guess, my cosplay page and how I refer to myself on the internet as my cosplay alias, even though I kind of go just by my name. But I use Color Me Kawaii as just, I guess, a way to identify myself to other cosplayers. It originally just started, I didn't make the page or the name until, I guess, it's just a couple of years ago, really. as a way to show my family what I've been up to, because they were always bugging me. Hey, you do all of these costumes, but how come, like, you know, the pictures are all over the place? We just want one place where we can go look at all of your wonderful pictures. You know, my family is my number one fan, of course. And so I made that Facebook page just so they would have a way to easily find all of my pictures and fangirl over, you know, how adorable their daughter or niece or grandchild is in all these silly little costumes. So, and then it kind of escalated from there, because the cosplay community started to explode, and before you knew it, everybody had a cosplay page. And now not only is it a way to show my family what I've been up to, but it's kind of like what I use to showcase to the rest of the cosplay community and any fans that I may have picked up along the way.
Indeed. And do you believe that you might be making an expansion of your page, maybe in the near future, to include some of the more, some of the things the more full-time cosplayers have added, such as, their own Etsy, their own store envies, and, other such shops, or, you know, a dedicated webpage, anything like that?
I've considered opening up my own, I guess, print shop, I guess, because lately, as I've befriended more and more photographers, like the more recent pictures of my cosplays, it just like keep getting like more high def and, you know, better. And as I get better at posing and like pictures, I'm just like, wow. But then I also think it's a little silly of me to expect people to want to buy pictures of me and hang them on their wall. You know, I don't know. It doesn't weird me out or anything. I'm just kind of like, I guess, not giving myself enough credit, but maybe someday in the future, you know, I don't know. I've never had the desire to want to be cost famous or however you say it. Cause really it's just a silly little hobby that I enjoy. And I just, you know, want to share it with the people I care about. You know, so who knows? I might, you know, expand in the future, but I'm content with, you know, just having my tiny little corner of the internet for right now.
And what would you say is maybe a potential obstacle for those wishing to expand or just get themselves on the internet in the first place? What are the kind of the obstacles, and how did you bring your page to life?
Oh, well, I mean, gosh, that's kind of big talk. I really, like, I'm kind of not even well known, but that's okay with me. You know, like I said, I just do this for fun. Just, you know, it's a way of, you know, escaping and hanging out with my friends and connecting with other people with the same interests. But I think for people, you know, that just want to get their name out there, you just got to do it, you know, just start making more cosplays, you know, start, learning from other cosplayers. You know, I guess I don't really have that much say on the issue since, I'm still just kind of starting out myself. So.
Indeed. Well, to go on to the things that you cosplay, I mean, would you like to talk about some of the characters that you cosplay? I noticed one thing that jumped out almost immediately at me is the Attack on Titan recent cosplay you did. Would you like to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, that one is actually, the character's name is Isabel Magnolia, and she is from Levi's backstory, A Choice with No Regrets. So she's not very well known as of yet, but she's super adorable. Definitely the kind of character that I like to be. She's actually the second Attack on Titan character that I've cosplayed. The first one, was Ymir. She's been in the anime briefly, very important in the manga. So hope you guys have been reading that. But I actually, the most recent one I did, Isabel, I have to thank Melody. You remember, you met Melody from the Maid Cafe co-coordinators. She also,
I remember her well.
Yeah, we cosplay a lot together. She's Melody Monogatari cosplay. And she actually cut and styled that wig and let me borrow it. Cause she really wanted me to be the character. And for that, I was very thankful. She's like, Renee, just put on this wig. I bet, you know, you'll be able to bring this character to life. And I think, I don't know, I like to choose characters that I can relate to, like, and personality wise. And that way, like, it really does bring those characters to life. So, but yeah, she was a very fun one to do. That was recent. I'm trying to think. My favorite one that was recent was Shiro from Dead Man Wonderland. She's always a fun one to wear around, just the white bodysuit with the like bright red eyes. she's a crowd pleaser. So.
Well, I noticed another one from. I believe you have done one from Madoka Magica recently mm-hmm. as well.